Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY. Can I repeat again what I was saying earlier? Has the internet gotten to the point where it's so important to our lives that it ranks right up there with landline telephone service, with electricity, having gas, you know, natural gas in your home, things like that? And I'm thinking it's getting to that point.
Right?
Yeah.
To be there. But when you're in an area where it's not there, what do those people do?
Yeah. And I'm in a position, I have decent internet. I live in the country, so I have decent internet, but I know some people have worse internet than, mm-hmm. than I do, where they have to use actual dial-up.
I don't know how you do it, though. I couldn't stand waiting or
It's not that slow. Like, I can watch streaming video, and it doesn't bunch up at all or mm-hmm. buffer very often. It's okay, but
you're
that's because
it.
It's because I have like an AT&T, but it's a slower U-verse. Mm-hmm. It's not the really lightning fast.
You're in Scio Township,
right?
Just outside of Ann Arbor.
Yes.
So you have a Ann Arbor address.
Yes, 48103.
But it's Dexter Schools,
right?
And it's Scio Township taxes,
right?
Okay.
Thank God.
All right. I'm in Saline, Pittsfield Township, but I have a Saline address. And I have Comcast.
Right.
I have the fastest speed. I'm happy.
Yes.
Where I am. But I feel the pain for people that are in the outlying areas that don't have anything or have yep. very slow service.
And I had called Comcast, and they actually told me that we won't be out there. It would be far too expensive for us to put right. in lines. It would be like $50,000 for them to put the lines out there. Now, I think they'd be able to make that up in a short period of time, but hey, I'm not running their business.
Exactly.
So.
Well, what can be done about this? Washtenaw County Broadband Task Force is looking into it and is now requesting that residents in Washtenaw County participate in a survey to help measure broadband access. Joining us today, Barb Fuller. She is chair of the Washtenaw County Broadband Equity Task Force and vice president of the Michigan Broadband Cooperative. This is a pretty important issue, isn't it?
It's an extremely important issue, and the reason that I became concerned about it several years ago was the impact it has on students in school, adults trying to improve their credentials and skills so they can advance themselves in the employment area, and realtors also are telling us people won't even look at a listing if there's no broadband. So it has an impact there. Economic development, which I'm sure Commissioner Beaman can speak to very, very clearly. Communities without broadband, who's going to move there? What companies are going to locate there?
All great points. And here we're worried about streaming movies.
Yeah, right, right.
This is much more serious than that. Commissioner Shannon Beaman also with us. She is Washtenaw County Commissioner from District 3. You're the Manchester area?
Yes. Yeah, so I represent Lodi, Freedom, Sharon, Manchester, Myland, Saline, York, City of Saline, City of Myland, but the township, so southwest corner of the county.
How bad is it out in those areas when it comes to internet access?
It's extremely bad. There are areas where you cannot get high-speed internet access at all. Many of our residents are using Wi-Fi hotspots from their cell phones to even do the simplest tasks, as Barb was speaking to, homework for children, mm-hmm. making sure that you have enough data left on your data cap that month to turn in an assignment for your children. When you have four children, that can get costly, expensive. When we have storms, different types of things, your internet access can go down if you're looking at satellites and hotspots and all of these things. We have children utilizing libraries, utilizing fast food restaurants because it's late in the evening and they need to get an assignment done and there isn't any information, there isn't any data left on the plan for that month.
You're trying to quantify this now through this survey. Is that right, Barb?
That is correct. There are 15 townships that we've identified in the western part of the county that are either underserved or unserved. And what our concern is that when we go to apply for federal grants, potentially, we're considered served. We know that that's not accurate. The FCC is saying, for example, the township I live in, that Sharon Township is 100% served by broadband, which is absolutely not true.
Why is that designation there then, that you're fully served?
If one household or location in a census block is served, then the FCC says the entire block.
But they could be served because they paid themselves for it, couldn't they?
No, not necessarily. There may not be access at all. Where I live, I have Verizon Wireless. I don't have access to cable. I don't have any Comcast. I don't have any hardwired opportunities whatsoever.
So does the FCC consider you served because you have the phone service?
They don't know what service I have or don't have. They've identified a place in Sharon Township, which might be along M52, right? A main drag through the township,
right?
That has the service. So they're saying everybody's got it.
But my point on the service, you sometimes, and Dean, weren't you offered that, wasn't there an amount of money if you wanted to pay it?
No.
That's what I had thought, that some houses can pay.
No.
They can. So this was brought up in a conversation with some friends in Saline Township, and one had said that Comcast would be willing to reach her home for $7,000.
I've heard more than
that. Yeah, I've heard much more than that as well.
I suppose it depends on how far that
exactly.
is from the main router there.
Exactly.
But so I've heard up to $15,000, $20,000, $25,000. Mm-hmm. And my point is, so if one home does do that, if they have the resources to do that, are you telling me the whole area then would be quantified as you are served just because one house has it?
If the FCC knows of that, yes. And talking about a cost to connect in Sharon Township, the township hall doesn't have broadband, and our clerk actually had difficulty filing election returns because you're required to file them online digitally, and the internet went down access. And Sharon Township was quoted a connection fee of $187,000 if they wanted to be hooked
up. And it's a requirement to be able to do it that way for elections.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
Amazing.
So there are areas where even if you were willing to pay big time, they won't come. People run fiber past your house, but you're not allowed to tap into it. Mm-hmm. I would like to see broadband classified as a utility and come under the jurisdiction of the Michigan Public Service Commission, just as electrification of the country was done in the 30s and 40s, mm-hmm. because it was the same thing. The electrical company said, there aren't enough people in Nebraska to make it the return on the investment sufficient. So we're not going there. And it took the feds to come in and say, we are going to run electricity to everybody in America.
But they need to keep their hands off of content, the government.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Just the getting it there.
Exactly. The infrastructure. Put the infrastructure out there. Let the marketplace run its course. Mm-hmm. A little competition would be nice. In Washtenaw County, there are franchise agreements. Hand a map to Lucianne. And what that will tell you is there are agreements with certain incumbent providers. They have territories. So if Comcast is one of those and Charter wants to come in, they're like, no, we have a franchise agreement with these communities. So the competition is eliminated as well. So pricing is whatever the market will bear.
Now, I don't see AT&T on this list, though.
Perhaps not.
You've got there's Blue is Comcast, which is a good swath of the county here. But there are places that you do have a choice. You can do AT&T if you want. Mm-hmm. But that's the only competitor other than Dish and, you know, which is a little different situation on satellite.
Yeah, and there's HughesNet, which is I think it's satellite based. I thought there was one out in the Saline area. And I can't remember the name of it.
Oh, there is an all I Frontier, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah, and all I hear is complaints about that from people on next door. So your point, though, Barb, is that the competition isn't really there.
Correct.
Right now.
Correct.
What would it take to get that?
Again, I believe that it should be declared a utility, and the MPSC could step in just like they do with Detroit Edison and Consumers Power and say, all right, so there's an access issue here. Mm-hmm. You have an obligation as a public good to extend service to everyone, and you will do it at a price that's affordable.
And the reason why this is important as to knowing whether a community is designated served or unserved, this has to do with grant monies, correct?
Our concern is that if we're considered served by the FCC, then we become ineligible for grant dollars. And what we're trying to do is identify a funding source to build this infrastructure. And to do that, the federal grants seem to be the most available dollar-wise.
Has Washtenaw County been able to tap into any of those?
Not that I'm aware of.
Not in recent years. We've been looking at several, and one of the reasons we're going after this survey is that we need this data to apply for the grants. So we've seen both state and federal grants coming through, but the data mapping that we have either doesn't exist, is incorrect, or is too old, out of date, to be able to apply for some of these resources. And that's at a disservice to our residents, so... Hence the survey, reaching out to our community to ask them specific information that does apply to many of these grant opportunities that we're seeing.
We're going to talk about more about the survey coming up here on the Lucy Ann Land Show with Shannon Beeman. She is Washtenaw County Commissioner out of District 3. Barb Fuller, Chair of the Washtenaw County Broadband Equity Task Force. And how you can take that survey to help with this. And we'll talk more about making sure that Washtenaw County is entirely served with internet access. You're listening to Ann Arbor. Talk Station. It's back with more on 1290 WLBY.
Okay, you did send me the survey link. I'm going to take it right now.
Oh, good.
Or should I take it at home, which is where my internet is?
Correct, because the survey actually has your parcel ID number.
Ah, okay.
Connected. I think if you go online, you have to enter your parcel ID. It's on your survey if you get a hard copy. Mine came yesterday.
Parcel ID has to do with where you live, right?
Right. And that will allow us then to map the coverage to see who has it, who doesn't, and what speed people have.
We're talking about broadband service throughout Washtenaw County. Barb Fuller is the chair of the Washtenaw County Broadband Equity Task Force. Also with us is Washtenaw County Commissioner from District 3, Shannon Beeman. And we're talking about this survey now where some of you have already received in the mail the survey and the information to take. But we're going to make it very clear here exactly who we're talking about. You have members of the Broadband Task Force from 15 under and unserved townships, plus a librarian, an industry representative, and a Linden Township representative. No cities or villages, and that is because?
Typically, they're covered. Typically, they have broadband because the density meets the return on investment requirements of the stockholders of the for-profit incumbent carriers. So Dexter City, they've got broadband. Chelsea City, I believe, has broadband. They have their own electrical utility, so I think they've piggybacked one on the other there. Saline City, I believe, has. So when you've got that kind of density, it's far more likely. Ann Arbor City, we're not spending resources to survey a place that we know is covered.
Now, if you're wondering, I don't have internet access. How am I going to take an online survey? Mm-hmm. That's why they were mailed out as
That is correct.
Okay.
And if you have access to the internet at home, don't use an iPhone, don't use a hotspot, don't use your cell phone to do this. Do this on a home computer so that we can measure the speed of your internet connection. If you do it online, don't fill out the paper survey.
So you will know just by someone using their faulty internet service how fast it is?
Yes, because there's a speed test. With the online survey, there is a link to do the speed test. It's very fast. It's fun to see what your service is based on what you think you have or what your provider claims you're subscribing for. And the FCC declares broadband as 25 megabits down and 3 megabits up. So you'll get a reading when you do that speed test. You'll see it yourself to see what kind of service you're receiving.
So cellular, though, and satellite service is okay?
If you're doing it from your home computer.
It has to be on the home computer, not on your cell phone.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if you currently are using cellular or satellite on your home computer, you can still participate in this. Let's talk more about the impact of what this is going to mean and the results that you find, Shannon. How is the county commissioners, this task force, how are you going to be using this?
Definitely. So we're going to take this data once we've collected it all and analyze it in a way that can be helpful moving forward when we're looking at funding opportunities, grant opportunities, whether it be at the state level, whether it be at the federal level, to help expand the access to broadband internet. As we've mentioned before, it's very expensive, thousands upon hundreds of thousands of dollars to connect some of these rural areas. And there are opportunities at, again, both the state and federal level. We just unfortunately don't have the data to meet the requirements of these grant opportunities as they come in.
And through these grants, then, you're going to be able to do what exactly?
The hope is to take these dollars and build out the infrastructure. So help to offset the cost of laying the fiber to reach these communities.
So if you are able to, through grant money, be able to build the infrastructure for internet services, broadband, high speed, whatever, what then is the responsibility of the marketplace on that, who did not build it? You know, where Comcast built the infrastructure, and actually mm-hmm. it was the predecessor. Well, they've mm-hmm. improved on it, but mm-hmm. going all the way back to, I think Daniels was the first here in Washtenaw County back in the 70s. Mm-hmm. What is their responsibility if the county, through grant money, is building the infrastructure?
The recipient of the grant is a detail that will work out when we can prove eligibility mm-hmm. for these grants.
I see.
But it will likely be a third party that would own the infrastructure, and then people who want to run their traffic on the infrastructure would bid competitively to do that.
Oh, interesting.
Now, in Linden Township, as you may know, they passed a $7 million bond a couple of years ago to build it themselves, and they are working with a third party who will actually own and administer the fiber itself. But the citizens in Linden Township said, we're done waiting. We're willing to tax ourselves. And actually, with the debt service and their subscription, it will still be less expensive than their current subscriptions to incumbent carriers.
Really? Mm-hmm. That is amazing. Mm-hmm. Is that the only community that took it in their own hands and did that?
That passed it, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Dean?
Barb, is the technology, though, is it going to be here soon where there isn't going to be any wires? So could all the money be put into this and then it could end up being like a wireless internet, like by satellite, that would be good and effective and secure?
The obsolescence argument is really a non-starter. Fiber is reliable. It mm-hmm. doesn't respond to weather events or other kinds of interference. Fiber will be lightning fast. It's the speed of light on the fiber. It doesn't get disrupted unless somebody cuts it.
Right. That makes sense.
But the obsolescence argument is a non-starter.
Okay.
I don't think Elon Musk is going to save us.
Yeah, I don't. And I don't know enough about it to even say, but you just see how technology changes mm-hmm. so much and something becomes obsolete after a while. But mm-hmm. I guess you can't sit around and wait. So would then television service be available through this too?
Oh, sure.
Okay, so
sure, you can
so
run
it be
all
internet,
kinds
television,
of things
all
on
that.
Fiber.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Have you had any conversations with Comcast, with AT&T, with any of these other providers on this, and what do they think about what the county's doing?
We do have the different providers at the table. Our meetings are public and open to anyone, so we have had Comcast as well as a few other providers here and there come to the table, and they're engaged and they're wanting to work with us going forward. A great case was there was a grant opportunity that we unfortunately were not able to seek because we didn't have this data, we didn't have this information. Comcast stepped up and said, you know what, this is some low-hanging fruit for us. If we go off of this village and if we go off of this city, we're going to seek this grant opportunity and see if there's any, again, small expansion that they could make. The one issue being if a provider goes after these grant opportunities versus a community, another provider is going to fight it. So if Comcast goes after it, AT&T is going to fight it.
And that
or Frontier is going to fight it.
A long, drawn out process.
Exactly.
The survey must be completed by Monday, March 16th, 2020. Monday, March 16th. And they want you to complete the survey if you're in one of these underserved areas of broadband throughout Washtenaw County and do the speed test at your home computer if you actually have one and are able to. Otherwise, you fill out the paper that was mailed to you. But don't do both. If you happen to have it, don't fill out the mailed one, right?
Correct.
Okay. And you've mailed this to 31,000 households?
Yes.
In these underserved areas?
In these 15 underserved or unserved townships, yes.
Okay. So again, do it online if you have internet access at home. Do the paper survey if you don't have internet access at home. And for those of you who want to go online and look up more information on this, there actually is a website people can go to?
Yes. Go to WashtenawBroadband.org. It's real easy. It will bounce you right to the page that has the survey on it. Okay. WashtenawBroadband.org.
So who are we talking about here? The 15 under and unserved townships were Ann Arbor Township, Augusta Township, Bridgewater Township, Dexter Township, Freedom Township, Lima Township. It is Lima, right?
Correct.
Lima. Lodi Township, Manchester Township, Northfield Township, Saline Township, Scio Township, Sharon Township, Sylvan Township, Webster Township, and York Township. Mm-hmm. And all those communities, 31,000 households, received the survey in the mail. Or you can go, what's the website again?
WashtenawBroadband.org.
WashtenawBroadband.org. You can take the survey there as well. How do you know I'm not going to go on as someone who has good service and take that?
Because we can pinpoint who you are, where you're participating from, mm-hmm. and there are redundancies built into the survey instrument itself.
So I wouldn't be included. I may take it, but then you won't include that in the results that ultimately will go to the FCC?
We will bank that information and use it to apply for grants, and it will then determine our eligibility based on the fact that we can demonstrate mm-hmm. we're less than the 25 down and 3 up.
So it sounds like this is pretty much in the county, pretty much all south, north, and west, not too much to the east. Is the east like Ypsilanti area, like Ann Arbor East, is it all pretty much fast broadband served?
Yes, there's coverage. And the hard copy report that I left with Lucianne, there are charts in there, I believe, that illustrate numbers of people who don't have access versus percentage. Mm-hmm. And while there may be a larger number in one area that's unserved percentage-wise, it's the western part of the county that's at the real deficit.
Barb, what do we do, though? This is the Washtenaw County Broadband Equity Task Force. Mm-hmm. It's one thing not to have it available to you. It's another thing if you can't pay for it.
Correct. Correct. And there are programs. Comcast, for one, has a program where if you have an individual, a student in your household that qualifies for the federal free lunch program, mm-hmm. then there is a package that's very inexpensive that's available to that household.
I did not know that. Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. When you say very inexpensive.
I'm trying to remember. Do you, Shannon?
I Comcast is going to kill me. But I want to say it's between $15 and $10 per month.
Oh, my goodness.
There are also programs that they offer that will even provide great computers at a very low cost. Mm-hmm. So there are opportunities out there for those where there is access, they can't connect for a budgetary issue. This is truly, we don't have access. There's mm-hmm. no way to connect to the internet for these households.
Well, this is a clear priority of the county mm-hmm. and the county commission in particular. Mm-hmm. You've been hearing it for a long time, haven't you?
Yes, yes.
From your constituents.
Yes. No, this has been a really large issue. And as we spoke to before, even when we're looking at households, it affects economic development. It affects everything from an employee being able to work remotely versus commuting mm-hmm. in, as roads always tend to be an issue. Our roads are terrible. If we could sit at home and work from home, that would be an opportunity.
Especially in those outlying areas.
Especially in the outlying areas. But in addition to that, working in entrepreneurship and economic development, when I had previous positions, we would take companies out to some of these manufacturing sites that we lost prior 2008, the third tier auto suppliers, all of those things before we hit the big bust. And they didn't have the broadband infrastructure because it wasn't needed at that time. A lot of us were still on dial-up if we had mm-hmm. that. Now we can take a company to this site and say, here's your workforce, here's the space, here's a tax abatement, here are all these great things. They say, what about broadband? It's necessary for us in this high-speed manufacturing-type facility. Well, we don't have that.
And how are we going to get that business, right?
Exactly. How are we going to attract that? How are we going to attract the jobs, keep our people employed, keep people in Washtenaw County?
Be an economically sustainable community. Mm-hmm. Well, great work on this, and I hope everyone does take the opportunity to take this survey. Our thanks to Shannon Beeman, Washtenaw County Commissioner from District 3, Barb Fuller, Chair of the Washtenaw County Broadband Equity Task Force. She's also Vice President of the Michigan Broadband Cooperative. And looking forward to hearing the results of this survey. We'll have you back in to talk about this issue again.
Great.
WashtenawBroadband.org.
Thank
you,
Barb.
Go there and take the survey.
WashtenawBroadband.org. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, along with Dean Erskine, Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.